Hello and welcome to The Update. I'm Heidi Tiltons. New South Wales and Victoria have reduced the gap between second and third doses of the COVID vaccine to 3 months. It's hoped the change will reduce transmission and ease pressure on the hospital system. It's as ADF personnel will be deployed to Victoria to help drive ambulances and free up paramedics. An unprecedented code brown has been implemented for the state's hospitals as depleted doctors and nurses struggle to keep up with demand from record COVID hospitalisations. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the arrangements will be similar to those in place during the first year of the pandemic.
Well, we had an ambulance paramedic and a trained ADF member working together as a blended crew so that the paramedic can provide the care and the ADF person who's trained to assist where appropriate, principally to do the driving. That just means there are many shifts that'll get filled that wouldn't otherwise get filled, and we certainly don't rule out asking for more help if and when we need it.
Sydney detectives are still trying to work out the circumstances surrounding a little girl's death after her body was found dumped in a barrel. The 9-year-old was reported missing last Friday from the Blue Mountains, but a Sydney court has heard it's likely she was killed days earlier. A 32-year-old man remains behind bars. Deputy Police Commissioner David Hudson says they're waiting on the results from a post-mortem examination.
What we are sure of is the accused we charged with murder was responsible for firstly placing her in the barrel and then disposing of that barrel in the bushland where she was located. Things will unravel to find a cause of death and identify exactly what happened.
The federal government is introducing new visa rebates to address current workforce challenges. International students and backpackers will be refunded more than $600 in visa application fees. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he wants as many international visitors as possible.
My message to them is, come on down. Come on down now. You wanted to come to Australia. You've got your visa. We want you to come to Australia and enjoy a holiday here in Australia. Move all the way around the country. And at the same time, join our workforce.
Collingwood star Jordan Dugowie has faced a US court via video link. He's accused of assaulting a man in a New York nightclub in October last year. Police are looking for a man who stole $500,000 worth of rapid antigen tests from a Sydney freight depot. And Australian consumer confidence is reportedly the lowest it's been since September 2020. Westpac found confidence fell by 2% this month. Retail spending is expected to be affected into next month. To sport, Rafael Nadal and Ash Barty have recorded comfortable wins to reach the Australian Open third round, while Nick Kyrgios and Thanasi Kokkinakis threw to the second round of the men's doubles after downing fellow Aussies Alex Bolt and James McCabe. The Australian-New Zealand cricket series has been postponed. The white ball tour was supposed to get underway next week, but Cricket Australia says New Zealand's strict border controls and quarantine requirements would have made it too hard for the visiting team to get home. And Scott Pendlebury will captain Collingwood for a ninth season. In entertainment news, Kanye West has been spotted rocking a full face mask while meeting with business associates in LA. The 44-year-old rapper wearing a black balaclava-style mask along with a leather coat, gloves and boots. William Dafoe is going to host Saturday Night Live on January 29. Katy Perry will also perform. And ex-Vogue chief Andre Leon Talley has died. The 73-year-old worked alongside Anna Wintour for decades and was considered one of the first mainstream African-American tastemakers. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team, but we'll see you tomorrow morning for another episode of The Update.